Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 48 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. Today's podcast episode, I will talk about parenting a nonverbal child with autism. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder that begins in children as young as 18 months of age. Autism is a spectrum disorder, which means no two individuals on the autism spectrum are alike. Some people with autism develop verbal or spoken speech, while many don't. They remain nonverbal throughout their life. Our son is nonverbal and he's on the autism spectrum. He began babbling around 18 months of age, but never developed spoken speech. He remains nonverbal to this day. When raising a nonverbal child, we place a high level of trust in others when we send our child out into the community and the surroundings. As parents, we all eagerly wait to hear our child's first words. We waited as well. We were excited when our son began babbling at 18 months of age, but never developed spoken speech as he began to show classic signs of autism. He remained silent for a long time after that. Then, when he turned around 5 years of age, there came an explosion of single words. We were overjoyed that our son was finally saying some words. However, by the age of 7, he stopped saying those words. Since he got diagnosed with rare forms of seizures, he did not say anything after that, and he still remains nonverbal to this day. He uses AAC, which stands for Augmentative and Alternative Communication, to communicate. When you have a nonverbal child, you become their voice and their biggest advocate. I have had a number of situations with well-meaning specialists, teachers, paraprofessionals and others making assumptions about my son being low-functioning without even meeting him or getting to know him. Being nonverbal does not imply that the child is unable or is low functioning. This is something I am very passionate about. I am a firm believer in assuming competence when it comes to our nonverbal autistic children. Just because our child is not speaking doesn't mean that they are not communicating. It doesn't mean they have nothing to say. I'm going to share some strategies which have helped me personally in parenting my nonverbal son. So first, set up some kind of a communication system early on so your child has a way to communicate their wants and their needs. This will help to avoid anxiety and frustration from being unable to communicate. AAC, which stands for Augmentative and Alternative Communication, is for individuals with autism who are unable to communicate verbally. This can be introduced at any age, even with younger children. A SLP or a speech language pathologist can help you to select and set up the right kind of AAC for your child. Number two, always presume competence with your child, which means they are capable of learning. They can understand everything. People will make assumptions about your child based on their verbal abilities. Don't let that bother you. Advocate for your child as you are their best advocate. Believe in your child, because if you don't believe in your child, no one else will. Number three, give them wait time. Our children need processing time once we give them a direction or we ask them a question. Give them wait time. It can be 10 seconds, 20 seconds or more, so your child can answer the question or complete the direction. Don't jump in right away to help them. Number four, give them 1 to 2 directions at a time, as it takes some time for our child with autism to process language. If you give them 5 to 10 directions at a time, they might not be able to process it. They might only be able to process 1 to 2 directions. This can be very overwhelming for your child. Number 5, use simplified language with your child and use lots of visuals, as visual processing is a strength for your child with autism. Number 6, expose your child to different things, as you don't know what can catch their interest. For your child to make most progress, you will need to be an involved parent. Believe in your child. They can make gains and progress. Our nonverbal son has made huge gains despite his challenges. We are very proud of him. I hope this episode will help you in learning some strategies to help parent your nonverbal child. Follow me on Instagram at Autism Family Story, or also on Pinterest at Autism Family Story, to learn some more tips and strategies to help your child with autism without overwhelm. If you like my podcast, give me a rating and a review in Apple Podcast or Spotify. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents. Once again, I would like to thank you all for your support, for listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism, who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.